Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Looking back earlier in the year to the move by USDA to end their animal ID efforts of NAIS. That in just a moment.
Sometime today, Gary Johnson will spend a few minutes thinking about how to make the world a better place. The Enid, Oklahoma farmer knows his involvement in Farm Bureau means he can propose an idea today and see it become policy for the state's largest farm organization tomorrow. Now, this kind of grassroots involvement is why Farm Bureau is regarded as the voice for Oklahoma agriculture. Now, if this sounds good to you, visit the nearest County Farm Bureau office today and learn how we are feeding and clothing the world, one farmer at a time.
Neighbors, we're pleased to invite you to this year's Grass to Grid Customer Appreciation Female Sale happening December 30th, started at 12 noon at the Beaver River Livestock Auction, Beaver, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 800 commercial bred cows, bred heifers, and open heifers. These are eye-appealing, practical cattle that'll be functional for all types of commercial operations. For more details about this year's Grass to Grid Customer Appreciation Female Sale, contact Jeff Berkwin, 806-886-3145. 806-886-3145. Earlier this year, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack and USDA declared the NAIS, the National Animal Identification System, a failure, scrapping that concept of animal ID for especially for beef cattle and heading a different direction. He talked about that with reporters earlier this year, back in March, at the Commodity Classic.
Well, we did a lot of listening sessions on that. We did 15 listening sessions. I participated in a couple of them and read the comments from the others. I mean, it was pretty clear there were a lot of concerns expressed about the system, and it wasn't particularly successful if you gauge it based on the cattle industry's voluntary participation at somewhere in the neighborhood of 35%.
The secretary told reporters that the U.S. Department of Agriculture was going to be working with state departments of agriculture to try to come up with the right approach to animal ID.
And our hope is that we come up with a consensus position in terms of what the standard should be for interstate transactions, what kind of technology, low-cost technology, would be allow us to trace back to the state of origin, which is what we need to have in order to have an effective traceability system, and then allow the states to decide for themselves if they go any further, and if so, how they go further. And at the same time, maintaining what was positive from the NAIS experience, which is the pork industry, the poultry industry, sheep. Basically, there was greater acceptance because it was perhaps a little bit easier. Maybe it didn't cost as much. Maybe there weren't as deep the concerns relating to confidentiality and privacy and some of the other tangential issues.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack talking with reporters in March of this year about the NAIS concept for animal ID for cattle anyway being scrapped by USDA, going to a system where the states will be doing more of the work, but it is very much still a work in progress. Earlier this year, just after USDA made the announcement regarding this new direction, we talked with state Oklahoma veterinarian Dr. Becky Brewer.
So this new direction in the program has to do with animal disease traceability. And animals in commerce moving across state lines will require an official ID. That official ID would be what we think of as our brucellosis pass tag, the silver tags that have 73 on them in the initial part of the number. Certainly the 840 electronic ID that a lot of folks have implemented in their programs. A scrapie tag would be an official ID. And it will be the duty and the charge of the state to maintain that data within their state.
Bottom line, the states and USDA still working on getting a full-fledged animal disease traceback system in place, especially for the cattle industry. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.